Because everything has to be done in order, right? Line upon line, precept upon precept. It's one thing and then the next and then the next and then the next. So if we were going to prioritize detox, we would prioritize it in this way. We would say first, the first way you can most effectively detox would be to change your diet. So you put in the greens, like my friend is doing. She's doing that natural detox. Get off the coffee and sugar. You're going to force a detox, but that's a good one because you're getting off of the stuff that you don't want to be on. The next place you want to go is you want to work on your digestion. Now, why would you think that would be important? We just covered it, right? It's the most important part. So when I said make sure your stomach is working, would that be kind of like detoxing? Like that would be making sure that this is working. Getting the yeast out of the small intestine. Getting the mucus out of the small intestine. That digestive system has to be intact. It's got to be working vigorously, really strongly. The next one, you would want to make sure your colon's working. Now, there are some ways that you can detox your colon. I'm still working on my husband about them. He's not about going to have colon hydrotherapy. However, when you've been married 30 years, that does give you some pull. I'm thinking I'm going to win this one. I just haven't won it yet. Colon hydrotherapy is just a way of basically irrigating the colon with water so that it begins to soften the old toxic material that accumulates in the colon. Now, if you have the outside diameter, and this is an exaggeration, but if the outside diameter is this big and the inside diameter is this big, then what is this? Not air. It's layers and layers and layers and layers of impacted material that just lined the wall of the colon from usually dairy, processed food. If you mix water and flour, what do you get? Saliva is water. You drink water with your meal and you have a brownie. Basically, you have chocolate paste. And that paste just lines the walls of that colon. Now, it's a very thin film. I explain it like this. It's like a snail that goes over the ground. You know how there's that slime that's left behind? It's like that. It's very thin, the first pass. But if that snail passed over the same exact place on the ground 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, however many times you're eating, for 10 or 20 years, I'm thinking we might have this much slime, right? Would that not be unreasonable to think? And that's what happens in that colon.